What's up, Sporty Squad? Welcome to today's episode where my cousin Grace and I will be talking about our funny sports fails.
Hey, I'm Grace. I play volleyball and I used to play soccer and a little basketball.
And I'm Ava. If you don't already know, I play volleyball, basketball, and soccer.
So, the first story is this happened a few weeks ago. I was in PE and not really a sport, but we were doing badminton, and one of my best friends, Kyla, accidentally hit me with a racket, and I sprained my finger. So I was out of PE for a teeny bit and sports, but I still played sports even though I was not supposed to.
Okay, I have a funny story that is also from gym. So in gym, it was like, we do these fitness testing where we have to run like back and forth, do push-ups, sit-ups, and like a sit and reach. So we have to test our flexibility and like stuff like that. And so it was our free day and we had finished our flexibility test so we could do whatever we wanted to. So it was basketball or four square. So my friends and I decided to play basketball. And so we decided instead of doing pig or horse, we were going to do our dog's names. So my dog's name is Bruno. So I was playing Bruno. So I went up to do a trick, like a drop kick kind of, and then shoot the ball because that's what everybody else was doing. So just like a source to fit in. And I did it, but I forgot to put my legs back down and I fell straight onto the gym floor.
That sounds funny. The other day at volleyball practice, I just got down my jump serve, doing it in little scrimmages with my friends and coach, and I go and I land weird, so I like tripped and I ended up like face planting and like, I don't even know what you would call it, like penguin sliding across the gym floor. And, like, one of my old coaches from a few years back was there, and she was laughing at me. And, like, we all were just laughing because I'm not the smartest person ever, and that's just so me. And now I have a huge bruise right on my knee.
Okay, I have a funny one, and I don't know if I'd call it sports, but it was on a bike. So, I was 5 years old, and my sister decided to teach me how to ride my bike. So I'm going down the sidewalk. She finally pushed me off and I was just pedaling and I was doing the best I could. And I come to the end. There's one house and then it's a turn. And I fall straight on my side. I hit my head straight smack onto the neighbor's grass while they were outside. And that was pretty embarrassing for me as a 5 year old. And I started crying because it hurt really bad. Grace, you got any more?
Oh, yeah, I have a ton. So, this is kind of a fail. Beginning of our volleyball season, Ava's older sister, Sydney, she was on my team, and it was a practice, and we were scrimmaging. I'm a setter, so I was at front row. I don't know why I was in front row. I think I probably was right side at the moment. And Sydney went to hit, and she's an outside, so she's on the other side of the net. I jump up to block her hit, and her hit bounces off the antenna, which is like the big red and white pole thing on the side of the net, and it comes straight back at me and drills me right in the face. It was so funny. I was on the ground laughing for probably 5 minutes.
Did that hurt at all?
Not really, but I'm very overdramatic about everything, so I acted like I just died.
So, I'm 10 years old, and for soccer, we play 11U, which means under 11. So, we were doing this little scrimmage. And my team is pretty good. We're Division 1, and we were playing a Division, like, I think 2 or 3 team. And it was for U12, and we were scrimmaging them, and I went up to shoot a shot, for soccer. And when I kicked my foot, I slipped and I fell right on my back. So there's a lot of slipping involved in my sports.
Okay, so this isn't my fail, but as I talked about before, my best friend Kyla, this is her fail. And I was on the field with her when this happened. She's probably going to yell at me for telling this story, but it is so funny. So she used to play soccer with me when we both played, and it was wet. So the fields were all muddy and things. And she still denies what happened. She says that she slipped in the mud. But basically, she stepped on the ball and slipped backward and like fell on her butt and then slammed her head on the ground. So she like sat up and then went back down because she got dizzy. So she couldn't play for the rest of the game. She ended up getting a concussion. And she also, I was texting with her, and she was so positive that she broke her butt from falling so hard. It was so funny, and she's probably gonna yell at me, but Kyla, if you watch this, I love you.
Okay, let me think of, another sports fail I've had, so Grace can go right now.
Okay, so this is when I played soccer. I was playing in the field for one of the few times I played in the field because I played goalie for most of the time I played soccer. So it was literally first 2 minutes of the game. And I'm so excited because I think I was playing offense and I don't usually get to play offense. So I'm playing offense and I go up to like defend a person. But, like, I get the ball, and she ended up stepping on my ankle, like, the side of it. So, my ankle turned, and I, like, went down hurt. So, then I had to go out of the game, sit on the bench for the first half. And then, like, my coach was like, do you want to go and try to play goal? I'm like, sure. So, I'm like, I can't put any pressure on it. So, I'm, like, hopping around the goal. I was literally, like, limping out there. I couldn't put any pressure on it. And I had to still play goal, and it was quite interesting. My brother had to carry me up a huge hill to the car after the game. And yeah, that was fun.
Did you go to the doctors by any chance?
No. My parents, they will bring me, but usually they know I'm slightly overdramatic about most things. So they knew I probably was just being overdramatic.
Okay, my turn. So, in school, last year, fourth grade, my favorite thing to do was play knockout with all the boys. And because none of the girls would play knockout, and none of the girls were really sportsy girls. They were gymnastics, cheer, and dance girls. So, I'd play knockout with the boys. Now, I got this kid out, and I guess this kid was really mad because he, like, airballed it over the hoop. That he came, and he, kept running and he ran into my shoulder and I like flew across the court and slid on the pavement. Now I have another story that's really funny. So in third grade, this wasn't funny for me because it really hurt like so bad and I have a scar from it. But we were taking the half mile test for the fitness test I was talking about earlier. And I was running and I tripped over a girl's sneaker and I slid across the pavement and I cut my hip open and I had a huge scrape and it was gushing blood and I had to sit out of gym. So I was wearing an ice pack and one of those big, really big, like large band-aids. And I went home and I told my mom about it and I was really sad because I played lacrosse at that time and it hurt really bad when I was running. So sometimes you gotta twist your hips when you run. And it was like, kind of like hurting me really bad and bugging me. And I started crying when I got home from lacrosse because it hurt so bad.
So this story is from, let's think. Oh, so this isn't really a sports story. But I used to do these workout classes with one of my other best friends, Ellie. So we would go to
this place, and it was called Voodoo Elite. That's not what the place was called, but that's what the class we did was called. And I swear, the person did not like me at all. Mostly because we were laughing all the time, nonstop. And so, one of the times, we were doing bench presses. So, I'm not the strongest person in the world, but I'm doing it, going along. I was on number 16, going for 17. And I go up for my 16th, and I accidentally hit the like J-hook thing, which is where you put the bar when you're done. So I hit it. We did not have the bar clips on, so my bar hits one side really hard and it didn't hit the other one. So it like tilts right, the weights fall off, and then it tilts left because of the weight change, and it goes, and then the other weights fall off. Me and Ellie start dying. We are like dying laughing. And then, so I'm laughing so hard, I like drop the bar on my chest. So Ellie had to get it up, and the lady looked like she wanted to kill me. And then it happened again, but we had the hooks on, or the clips. So then that time, luckily, I was at 18 or 19, and I was so focused because I didn't want to get in trouble then. But then I hit it, so I couldn't finish it. But it was just, the lady hated me so much because I always would end up messing something up. Like, I fell off a bench doing lunges on the bench. I've also tripped on a weight and face planted right in front of her. And so many other things. It was bad.
Okay. So, today in gym class, so we do swimming for one of our gym units. So, I'm in elementary school, and we went over to the middle school because that's where the pool is. So, I was going in the pool, and I have spring allergies right now. So, like, my nose is stuffy.
Same.
And I'm coughing, and I'm sneezing, and I'm using tons of tissues. I now just carry around a tissue with me wherever I go. And I was in the pool, and so I, my nose was starting to run, and I realized it, but I didn't know there was, like, a booger coming out, and my friends really started, like, screaming. They're like, Ava, Ava, and I'm like, what? And I wipe my nose, and then I see there's a booger on it, and they're like, where are you gonna put it? And I'm like, I don't know. And so they said to put it in, like, these little vent things. So, we put my snot in the vent things. Yes, you're welcome for grossing you out.
Okay, so that's disgusting. I'm pretty sure that... Oh, I know another story. So, it was in fourth grade. One of my friends, she moved away, but... And I haven't seen her in like 2 years. But she was my best friend. Megan? Yeah. Megan. So, we were in the same class, and we were on the playground. So, the cool thing that we all thought was so amazing was when you would sit on top of the monkey bars and then, like, hang over the side, grab on, and then, like, do a flip off. So, I just flipped off, and Megan went to flip off. But, I was walking by, and I don't know how, but somehow she hit my hand. And it, like, hit my wrist and thumb, and it went back, and it ended up, like, really badly spraining or, like, fracturing or something my thumb. So I was in a cast for, like, 2 or 3 months, I think. I'm not sure. But it was a while. And then, like, I had 3 casts in total because of, like, taking it off, checking it out, and things. So, yeah. That's another injury that's not really a sport one, but...
Okay, this is another gym class story because we do a lot of sports stuff in gym. So, I don't know about your school or your past schools. If you guys do routines, the routine unit in gym class, it's like
So we got to pick from a dance routine, or what they call it. Yeah, like a Harlem Wizards routine, and that was like a bunch of tricks. So like, if you guys know what crossovers are, behind the backs, between the legs. So it was like a bunch of that. So our last resort. So one of my best friends named Allie. So I wanted to be with her. And this boy didn't have a group, so he went into our group, and we were all doing it. And I was like, guys, we need a song, because I did not want to perform silently. So I picked a song, and it was called Can You Do This by Pharrell Williams. Or no, I'm sorry, Ella Black. I'm so sorry. And we were going to do it, and we're all like slipping for some reason. Can't catch the ball, we can't do anything. So like, we're all starting to laugh, but we're trying our best, and then the ball just goes running, and I'm just like, all right, let's stop the routine. And then, so I put up my hand, I'm like, okay, we're gonna stop. So yeah, that happened.
So this isn't anything about the topic, but please go check out Why Don't We on Apple Music and Spotify and stream on Spotify. Okay, that was my little commercial break, and I can't really think of any other stories right now.
Okay, so that's going to be all for today. Thank you so much for watching. Keep on sporting. This has been KSOS with Ava Heiss and
Grace Hobson. Also, check out my fan accounts for Why Don't We on Instagram. So I have two. So one of them is Zach Herron, ZACHHERRON _is_mine. And the other one is Project Why Don't We. So go check those out and give them a follow.
Recommend my podcast to family and friends. And you can listen on Spotify and on and on Anchor. So make sure you keep watching my episodes and keep on sporting. Peace out.